Hello and welcome to this week's program. I'm Paul Nelson. Today's focus is voluntary simplicity. The materialism that seems to be everywhere we look in this culture is beginning to lose its grip on some people who want more out of life than buying stacks of cheesy things. More and more people are dropping out of the rat race, says Cecile Andrews. Cecile is a Seattle woman who writes a column on voluntary simplicity, and she says it is a message that resonates with people in all kinds of places around the United States.
People have said this is a movement where people don't know there are other people in the same boat, and so I will get these. I got this letter the other day from this man who said, oh God, you know, we need to have voluntary simplicity here. He says, you've never seen such a stressed out group of North Dakotans. And I'm thinking, North Dakota? He says, they really need your message. They're overworked here.
Cecile also says that she has her detractors. Some people say voluntary simplicity will cost jobs.
Then other people will say, well, you're going to ruin the economy. And what I say is the economy is not going to stay this way. One, we're ruining the environment. Two, we're getting a huge gap between the rich and the poor. This will not last. And either we change it voluntarily, consciously, think it through, or it will just crash around us.
An hour with the author of The Circle of Simplicity, Return to the Good Life, Cecile Andrews, is our feature today. If you're ready to drop out, please stay tuned in. Thanks for tuning into the program today.